Fox Sports 1340 AM presents to you. WMER, Wrestling Marks of Excellence Radio, starring The Firm, J-Lo, Nephew, Corey, and Dr. D, bringing you the latest up-to-date information on professional wrestling and sports entertainment. Now, live from the Fox Sports 1340 studios in Hopewell, Virginia.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another edition of the Wrestling Marks of Excellence here on 96.9 FM and 1340 AM. I'm your host, Glenn Thomas. Also with me, as always, is the Wizard himself, Nephew Corey. Wizard, what is going on, my brother? What is going on?
Hey, what is up, man? Life is good. Ready to talk some wrestling, man.
Definitely, let's talk wrestling, man. It's been a good time to be a wrestling fan. Let's start here. In the world of WWE, this weekend on WWE SmackDown, we have a new U.S. champion, and that's no other than Bobby Roode. I know some of you saying, what in the world? How could that happen? I thought the title match was supposed to be next week, but unless she was under a rock somewhere, Daniel Bryan, the general manager of SmackDown, made this match this week, actually, after Jinder Mahal beat Xavier Woods, and as Bobby Roode won his qualifying match against Mojo Rawley, it became a match that had to happen on this week's SmackDown, where Bobby Roode took on Jinder Mahal for the U.S. title, and Bobby Roode became the winner, became the new United States champion. Wizard, your thoughts on Bobby Roode being the new U.S. champion, and does he bring more validity to the U.S. title that's now that he has it?
Yeah, but I don't think he stays champion for long. Honestly, I think by the time the Royal Rumble week is ended, I feel like Jinder Mahal will be United States champion. I don't think this title reign lasts long at all. It just seems like weird booking that all of a sudden it went from Royal Rumble to being determined next week to being determined on Tuesday. Like, I just feel like they're maybe stretching it out for another match or two, so I fully believe after the Royal Rumble, you know, and all that week is done, Jinder Mahal will be U.S. champion.
I like this feud, though. I see where you're going there, but I like the feud with Jinder Mahal, Bobby Roode, U.S. title. You know, my biggest fear is when Jinder Mahal lost the World Heavyweight title to AJ Styles. Was where do you go with Jinder Mahal? You know, this guy has been in the main event for you know, a little over a year now being the champion, close to being a year as being the WWE champion. And now he was out of the picture. But with Roode winning the U.S. title, I think he brings that validity back to the U.S. title that you need. I think I expect to see a long title run for him. Reason being, I don't think he's going to win the Royal Rumble. We don't see him win the Royal Rumble, maybe taking on AJ Styles in the main event at WrestleMania. I'm looking at this, you know, this is the it is January. The Royal Rumble is less than a week away, and so it is close to be the road to WrestleMania. And I think this is where Bobby Roode has his spot at WrestleMania as being the U.S. champion, being on the main card, per se. Let's say being on the main card and having a place. Maybe Jinder Mahal, maybe they can ride this out until March. If not, but he, as being a U.S. champion, could take this to another level. So I see him holding on to the U.S. title at least until after WrestleMania. So that's one of the things with Bobby Roode. I see him hanging on to that. But we know that he's also in the Mixed Match Challenge, which the Mixed Match Challenge, if you watched Facebook on this past Tuesday night, saw none other than Finn Balor and Sasha Banks take on Natalya and Shinsuke Nakamura. You know, your thoughts on this, watching it on Facebook, should it have been on a network or you like the way that they have it set up once a week on the on Facebook to see how the fans take control?
I like it being on the Facebook format. It's not, to me, this mismatch challenge is not anything special to me. However, they're going to be testing out that platform. You might as well use it on something like this. But, I mean, it works for Facebook. But it, I guess being, you know, kind of so, I guess, desensitized to stuff like this in the sense of it supposedly supposed to be special. But I know it has no storyline bearing whatsoever, so I kind of lose interest. But it's okay. It's still a good product. So I think they'll be all right. to the Bills guys.
Yeah, I don't lose interest. I think it's kind of interesting how they did it. I think they're, you know, the first one match for a night is good. And I look at it from a fan's perspective, a person who goes to live events. It's already a long night anyway when you go there for a SmackDown. You know, you still have a 205 Live, which is being taped. So to add one match to this SmackDown, the Mixed Match Challenge, to me, I think it's very interesting, very good. I know you've been at live events for myself, that when after that SmackDown taping is over, and parents that don't know, they're hitting to the door. They're gone. They're going to the door. I mean, hopefully, you know, this is announced prior to SmackDown, the SmackDown taping take place, that, you know, there is another match after the show.
Right.
There are more matches after the show because, you know, I didn't see the crowd being empty. You know, they did a great job taking a shooting this the other night on Mixed Match Challenge, so you don't see some of those empty seats. But there's some arenas, and, you know, Richmond, Virginia being one of them. I love Richmond, but once that SmackDown is over, that place gets empty. And,
yeah,
I mean, down, and I'm not just talking about, and I'm not just talking about, you know, the upper seats and all that. I'm talking about seats with camera, visual seats down front row. People are going home. One or two reasons, they got work the next morning. They don't want to get caught in that traffic late. So they're leaving it. So I think one match added is great. I think, and also 205 coincides with 205 Live, which I think the show 205 Live has gotten better when you added people like Goldust to the show, you know, putting Enzo Amore on the show. Adding a little bit more flair and pizzazz to 205, but I think 1 week, the mixed match challenge, one match a week is a great idea. So it gives your talent some rest. Also, those girls or guys that worked Monday Night Raw the previous night has the opportunity to relax and maybe come on the next night on the mixed match challenge. So I think it's a great concept. It keeps people involved for at least the next 11 weeks, 12 weeks. I mean, how many matches there is. And it's only 20 minutes, so it's a good idea for the Mixed Match Challenge there. I want to stay on the SmackDown brand. We saw this week and heard this week that Jey Uso got arrested for a DUI. This is his second
DUI.
DWI. You know, second infraction. If you remember years ago, he got caught as well for a DWI. You know, sitting here looking at the Usos, who had a great 2017 with the Uso Penitentiary, same day ish with their runners being SmackDown Tag Team Champions for a long time. Will this affect their place on the WrestleMania card? As we know, Usos have not been on the main roster, the main card of SmackDown since they've been in the WWE. They've been on pre-shows. They've been on the WrestleMania, quote unquote, the WrestleMania card, but they have not been on the main show. With this infraction, do you think this hurts the Usos going into the WrestleMania season?
Well, I feel as though they'll be okay. I mean, it seems like this stuff happens so much. It almost gets, I guess, swept under the... I do think in the immediate... I'll put it this way. Let me say this. It'll eventually be blown over in the sense of storyline-wise. They'll progress on. They'll be fine. I do think there's going to be some kind of short-term, for lack of a better term, punishment, but I do think something will happen. I do think that would be the Usos losing the tag team titles at the Royal Rumble. I think Gable and Benjamin get them. I think it partly deals with this.
I think, you know, and before the DWI even came, I thought Gable and Benjamin was going to get the titles anyway. So I don't want to say, you know,
I can agree with that.
I don't want to say that, you know, this if they get it, it may be because of the punishment. You know, if they were hot, now them getting beat up the other night on Monday night on SmackDown might have been a little extra incentive, or we may say for the trouble they gotten into to set up the storyline. So, you know, looking at that way, that Usos, you know, like I said, are well-liked, well-loved by many fans, and I think losing the tag team titles at the Royal Rumble would be a punishment. But at the same time, I think they kind of get it before going into WrestleMania. I want to say the Usos would be the tag team champions going into WrestleMania. If this incident hadn't happened, I can't see Gable and Benjamin hanging on to it for a long time, And would you want to see Gable and Benjamin taking on the Usos at at a WrestleMania? Is that worthy to be on the worthy to be on the card?
Sadly, I don't think so. Look, the Usos were tag team champions last year, and they were in the Battle Royal. So,
yeah,
I just don't.
Is that against them, or is that against them, or is that against the SmackDown, the brand's tag team title division?
For some reason, even though that brand's tag division is better, it just can't fit. I just don't feel like they're going to make WrestleMania card. I still think it'll be the Raw tag titles that ends up making it on the card before the SmackDown titles.
Okay, that's one question.
SmackDown titles might not even get a match.
Yeah, Usos may be out either way. This may not be even might be a mute point that we're talking in the first place.
Yeah, it might be, because it was last year.
Yeah, you brought up a valid point. It definitely was last year. Let's stay within the Samoan Uso family. Reports coming out this week that Roman Reigns' name is on a list being talked about being involved in steroids. You know, and I looked at the list, and I looked at what was going on with the trial and everything else, and I'm sitting here talking to people. I'm like, this is old. And really, this is old, and really there's nothing that WWE will do or could do about this. And some say, well, if he's a steroid user and he's ordering the list, well, guess what? I'm going to take it to the NFL for a minute. Peyton Manning's name was on a list. You know what I'm saying? Peyton Manning's name was on a list, which comes to find out that his wife had ordered some prescriptions according to Peyton Manning. And I even go back into the wrestling world. Years ago, there was a list that also came out that had names like Booker T, Rey Mysterio, Chris Benoit, many of those were on that list. And I don't remember WWE ever handing out any suspensions.
No,
because
I'll stop you right there, G-Lo. All those people that were on that list, they got suspended in one form or another. They were suspended.
Now, but
it was a quiet suspension. They didn't announce it in the sense of them announcing the 30 days, because I don't think that it went into effect yet, because Benoit had just passed by then.
Correct.
But I do definitely remember everybody on there at one point, in one way or another, they did serve a suspension. They said that on the website too, that they had served a suspension.
Okay. So that there's been a precedence, but this list that's coming out now on Roman, in my knowledge, and I'm going to have done research on this correctly, this is from his first suspension.
It will be
the second, but the list is coming from when he was suspended last time, because of the trial of a pharmaceutical person who's selling steroids illegally. Now, we know that he was suspended about a year or so ago because of alleged Adderall usage, quote-unquote. That's what it was used for.
Mm-hmm.
That's the substance. Is that the steroid that they are talking about? Or is this a new infraction? The way I was reading it,
I think this might be something new. I think this might be something new. I don't think this would be coming up if it was something. I just feel like for this to be coming out again, it isn't something that's a repeat offense in the sense of it being something he already has served a punishment for. This would be something new.
Which means this is a moot point, because WWE has not made a comment or statement on this situation.
Yeah, I think they're still investigating. What can they really say right now without too much to say anything about? He's been accused. Nothing's been proven yet. I mean, they'll have to wait for some findings before they do anything about that.
And then if he does prove, there'll be a 60-day suspension. Now, that'll put us
into... It might be more than that, to be honest. You know, I'm going to tell you this now. This will go as public as it did, and it being like a possible felony or something, you know, with the distribution. It's going to be more than a 60-day suspension.
I think more happens to him. It's too much.
Wow.
He's too much of the top person in the company, and it's too much. It's been made too public. You know, all the major news outlets have picked up on it.
Yeah, but you have to use your own policy, your wellness policy, since sexual harassment is a 60-day press.
He'll be suspended for 60 days. Don't get that twisted. He'll be suspended for 60 days, but I think a lot more happens to him than that.
I mean, of course, we know I think he was going to lose the U.S. title anyway. Any kind of the title back to the Miz anyway, trying to set up a WrestleMania date with Brock Lesnar. I don't see him going into the WrestleMania season as the Intercontinental Champion. I think he was just a placeholder until the Miz returns. But if he loses on Monday, can you read into that? I mean, if you're the casual wrestling fan, if he loses the Intercontinental title, could you read into that on Monday? We've known WWE to have people who have failed the wellness program or who are getting ready to get suspended to drop their belts, i.e. Evan Bourne, Kofi Kingston, years ago.
Yeah, you could look at that as a possibility. I wouldn't say the only possibility. But sure, you could look at that as that. Sure, absolutely.
You know, and then which proves that, I guess, because you answered the other questions, because it has gotten to the point where it is a public story. He's not above on that list where he can't be, my imaginary list, because I'm not going to say anybody else's list, nor is the WWE ever has a list, but I believe WWE has the list, that there's some guys who just don't fail, who would never fail the wellness policy, that they would never put out there. I.e. Triple H, i.e. Undertaker, i.e. A Rock, on that list, that if they are ever dirty, it would never come out.
Three, because, you know, as big as he is, I don't think John Cena transcends that. I think if Cena was ever get caught, it'd be put out there. It would.
Yeah, I think that's why I left his name off that list, because I think because of how he carried himself and how clean he said he is. And I can say he is. I can't personally say he is, but I'm going to use that out there, that he said he is. If something of that nature would happen, if John Cena's on a list, it will be put out there by every news organization, just because of the fact that it's John Cena.
Right. Absolutely.
That is John Cena. So, I mean, hopefully for Roman, everything works out and checks out, because this would be a big year for him going into this year's WrestleMania.
Yeah.
And so I hope, hopefully everything pans out and that it can be proven that this is all a mistake or some kind of thing that's going on within the court system. But nonetheless, Roman Reigns, prayers are with the brother, and I hope everything works out. Speaking of prayers and people who may need some, the real Paige, we know that she was hurt from Sasha Banks. There's been a lot of reports going on. Nothing substantial yet, or nothing verified by the WWE, that this Paige may have to retire from the WWE because of an injury. And WWE hasn't mentioned either way yet, which makes me believe that they're trying as hard as they could. Or Paige is trying how hard as she could not end her career with the WWE at the age of 25, just returning this past November to WWE television, and from recovery from a neck injury and all the other personal issues that she had going on her life at the time. You know, looking at the video and watching what happened to Paige, you're a wrestling fan, watch enough wrestling. Do you blame Sasha Banks?
To be honest, no. At first, you kind of could look at that and kind of blame her. But at the end of the day, this stuff happened. It sucks that it happened. But ultimately, this stuff happened. Even if Sasha was careless or what, it depends. We don't know. We aren't trained like they are. But the only way this is Sasha's fault is if she absolutely did it on purpose to try to purposely hurt Paige, and I don't think that's the case. I just think it's a terrible accident, but nonetheless, I think it's an accident if that's the cause of it.
Yeah, I think it's an accident, too. I mean, watching it over and over again, she didn't intentionally, set out to hurt Paige. I'm looking at the kick and find out everything that went on, and watch people's videos. She slowed it down, and this is what happened. So, I'm sitting here thinking, she could have got thrown into a turnbuckle, and the exact same thing could have happened.
Right.
any kind of whiplash could have caused that. So
any kind of whiplash could have caused that, you know. And you know, you're talking about the injury is kind of related to the injury that of Edge. You know, we
right.
know how Edge's situation was, and he's never wrestled again in the ring. For Paige to be such a young woman, and this to happen, and such a bad timing, because with the Royal Rumble coming up and her being a vital role or a big role in the Royal Rumble, being one of the 30 competitors, if this is still continue to pan out that she cannot wrestle ever again, kind of sucks for her. It kind of sucks for her being a young age after everything that she's been through over this past year, to be able to come back and only come back for a month and a half, close to 2 months, and not to be able to wrestle again and to end your career, not the way that you want to end it. It does kind of have a bad taste. Well, it could leave a bad taste in your mouth. Prayers and thoughts go with Paige and her family, and that, you know, that she may get the result from the doctors and the WWE doctors that she need. A lot of people are out there saying that if she's allowed to wrestle again, then why can't Daniel Bryan? Well, that's neither our argument or anybody else's argument to make. That's up to the WWE and their doctors, you know, whether Daniel Bryan can can wrestle or not. But I just say stay tuned on that whole Daniel Bryan segment, because I believe Daniel Bryan will be back to wrestle in the WWE again, and I believe that he will be wrestling here shortly. And I do think, because WWE has not made a statement on Paige, that they try to do every recourse and every action they can to make sure to see if she actually has to retire. There's been no statement from either party. You know, been a lot of rumors, dirt sheets, and some sources who have been legitimate at times. But only two people that really know is Paige and the WWE. And neither one of them are saying anything at this moment, at this time. So hopefully it's not the end for Paige, and they're just being cautious and being careful. And she could resume her career, and hopefully at the Royal Rumble be part of the 30 Women Royal Rumble, which is coming up this Sunday from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Speaking of things coming up, Monday Night Raw, 25 years of Monday Night Raw, and I can remember watching almost every Monday Night Raw for the last 25 years, which to say that is like, God, dog, every 25, for the last 25 years you're watching one, I don't think I missed too many Monday Night Raws over the 25 years, over the 25-year period. You know, being a wrestling fan, even in college, I remember taping them on, you know, when I was at work on a VCR. For some of you young listeners listening to us, that's right, a VCR did tape stuff, you know.
Right.
A VCR videotapes, that's the way that we watch wrestling. Didn't stream it, didn't watch, didn't have YouTube, didn't have a DVR. We had to tape it on a VCR. So those type of things, watching Monday Night Raw, doing the Monday Night Wars, and even when it was coming from, I believe it was New York, what was that ballroom called? Oh, my goodness.
It was Manhattan Center.
Manhattan, the Manhattan Center, very first one. We've had many. I'm wrong, Damian Demento, one of them was on Monday Night Raw. Many years he was on the opening. Had been on, you know, so we had a lot of, you know, Kamala, James Harris. A lot of people have been on Monday Night Raw. A lot of things have happened on Monday Night Raw in the last past 25 years. What are some of your great moments from Monday Night Raw from the last 25 years? We know WWE is going to do a big celebration of this upcoming Monday, 25 years of Monday Night Raw. A lot of people coming back. Trish Stratus coming back. Stone Cold Steve Austin, Jim Ross, and JR is going to be on the mic making calls. What are some of your great moments from Monday Night Raw?
The first one that pops in my mind is definitely CM Punk's pipe bomb. That's probably one of the best kind of work shoots that may have ever happened in the history of the business. And that's one of the ones that starts right in my head. It's like, whoa, pops right out. Another one actually would be Miz cashing in Money in the Bank and winning his first world championship. Just so well done. So it played so well that, you know, they kind of had the whole Nexus John Cena, Randy Orton thing going. And then sure enough, you forgot about Miz, and then there he is with the briefcase. So that and the return of The Rock back in 2011, that was huge. That was huge. Rock hadn't been seen in just about 7 years on WWE television almost. up until a few months before then on the 10th anniversary of SmackDown, and then all of a sudden he's back. So yeah, those are just some of the quick ones off the top of my head that I could think of. What about you?
Yo, man, Leland Edge, you know, the Radar Superstar Celebration. That was one of the top moments on Raw. I remember that vividly. Edge winning the title, and you know, and Vince coming out with Edge saying we're gonna have sex on TV, and literally you thought they was having sex on TV. I think that was one of the big moments that I remember from the 25th from Raw. Also, one of the moments that I really liked from Raw was, you know, and many people may get me on this, was the night that Chris Jericho actually appeared for the first time.
Yeah,
Y2J.
It's a big one too.
When Y2J actually came the first time, I thought that was big and that was huge. As a wrestling fan from watching WCW, Chris Jericho was one of the first people to, I want to say, venture over from the WCW's Monday Night Wars to WWE. You know, one of the big names to come over, and I thought that was big because you wanted to see Chris Jericho and the Rock on the mic together. You wanted to see them go at each other, and you know, because Jericho was good on the mic, the Ayatollah, a rock and roller, you know, taking on the people's champ, the great one. So I thought that was a great moment. You know, that was also on there. And another one was for me was Mike Tyson being on Monday Night Raw. You know. That was big for me because I'm being a big Mike Tyson fan, and wanted to see Mike Tyson on Monday Night Raw. Not only Mike Tyson, but Floyd Mayweather as well. I think that was big good. And I've always said it. You heard me say it on this show many times. It was the WWE, in my opinion, who changed Pretty Boy Floyd to Money Mayweather and made that name stick and made that name a household name. I thought that was great for Monday Night Raw. And the other one, you know, being a fan growing up, Hulk Hogan's return to Monday Night Raw. I thought that was a good one, too, when Hogan returned to Monday Night Raw. I always liked that because it's like, man, he's home. You know what I'm saying? He's home. So I thought that was big there. And then it's so many moments the night that we saw Vince McMahon be Vince McMahon, the Vince McMahon that we all hate, the love of the Mr. McMahon, get from the commentating booth to become Mr. McMahon that we are. You know, the Brett, screw Brett situation. I thought that was big.
Yeah.
When you go back and look at it now, that was a big deal. He went from the commentator. So there have been so many great moments on Monday Night. That you can sit back and look at, and being the 25th anniversary of Raw makes me want to go back and see what moment did I miss. And I know wrestling, the fans who listen to this have so many of their own great moments, and you have your own great moment. You'll hit us up on Twitter, you know, and let us know what are your great moments of this Monday night, of this past Monday night, of the last 25 years of Monday Night Raw. Some of you may not have been able to watch all 25 years, and that's why the network is so great. I'm not plugging the WWE Network because they're paying me, but you can go back and watch all these memories and all these moments from Monday Night Raw and check it out. You know, I know WWE is going to do what they do, and they do it greatly. And they do such a great job at doing it and putting a great montage together. And that's what I'm looking forward to. You know, those people who are coming back and looking at the WWE montage and see what they do, which is great. Another one that just came to my mind, I'm sitting here the night that DX impersonated the Nation.
That was a big deal,
you know, and really big deal because in today's time, I don't think they could do that.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
For people not to be of an uproar, I don't think they could do that now, you know, with everything that's going on with Black Lives Matter and all this other stuff that's going on. I don't think these four white guys could put black paint on their face or brown paint on their face with wigs and dress up like African-American men and do what they do. You know, just those moments in general, just sit there and think about it. I know somebody said, well, the night Mick Foley won the WWE title. You know, that's a big moment. And that's what's fun about being a wrestling fan and being 25 years of Monday Night Raw. Everybody has their own moment that they thought was great.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was also we definitely shouldn't pull that off now. So we got lucky getting that stuff when we did. So
we're looking to forget it. Hey, we're getting ready to close this show out. Next show that we have next week will be that of the Royal Rumble. We'll give our predictions for the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
We'll give our predictions of who we think will win the Women's Royal Rumble, who we think will win the Men's Royal Rumble, who we think will win the tag team titles that will be defended at the Royal Rumble. It's so much to talk about. Who will win the world title at the Royal Rumble? Who will win the WWE SmackDown title at the Royal Rumble as AJ Styles will take on Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn?
Absolutely. Hey.
And I know you're living on a high right now because the Eagles are in the NFC Championship.
You got that right.
with that being said, with it, man, take us home.
Hey, if you're not confirmed, consider yourself denied.
End of story, ladies and gentlemen. Good night.